Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
And now, whether you're into it or not, you might have heard that last night was the Met Gala. And for those of you who aren't familiar with this or have heard the name and have no idea what is going on, it is basically the Fashion Oscars. And joining me in studio is fashion trend lead from Penny's, John McCormick. You're very welcome along to the show, John.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm more than delighted because I've got so many questions for you.
I mean, how long have you got?
Let's see. Let's see when we get cut off. You actually stayed up to watch this live last night, like kind of people do with the Super Bowl.
I did. It's a bit like the, yeah, it's like the Super Bowl for like fashion people. And I watched it. It's live in New York at like 5, 6 p.m. Yeah. So I was in bed by 2. All the lights went off and I was like, oh, I need to go to bed now.
Time for me to leave.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it was amazing just to watch it live.
Before we get into the fashion of it all, what is, because this is the question that is on most people's lips. So what is the Met Gala? Why do we care about it? And why is it such a big deal?
Okay, in a nutshell, it is a fundraiser. So we're all familiar with fundraisers, be it your kids' football club or, you know, it's all about a fundraiser, but it's on a huge scale, huge. So, you know, the Met Museum in New York, so they have a costume institute, and this is a fundraiser for that, essentially. Okay. So figures reach about 8 figures, huge, huge amounts of money for this. And it started off kind of like about 100 years ago, but actually since the 90s with Anna Wintour, it's taken off into this big showcase. And it's just a big, spectacular showcase for fashion for that time of the year.
I always see that all the celebrities are going with like different brands. So,
yeah.
Like every single year they're like representing like Tom Ford or like whoever it is. Do they pay a big sum to the Met Gala? Like, is that the donation?
I would suppose that is where they make the donation. Yeah. But we don't know any of those details. It's still all a bit mysterious. It's just called the Met Gala and we turn up for the red carpet. We don't ask those questions because we don't actually know what goes on in the Met Gala.
This is another thing. It's so secretive.
It's so secretive.
I'll never
forget
when Kylie Jenner took the bathroom selfie a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'm surprised she wasn't like blacklisted. So no photographs are released, official photographs. So like when Rihanna played a few years ago, we saw photographs of that. Mm-hmm. Obviously they get to see the exhibition. So I suppose I should say as well, it is about a fashion exhibition.
Yeah.
So at the Costume Institute. So we have a big exhibition called Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. Mm-hmm. So that's going to open now. And it's all about taking some of their archival pieces. So about 250 pieces from their collection that can't be worn again. These are amazing pieces.
Okay.
And that kind of led into the theme, the dress code, which was Gardens of Time.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the confusing thing all the time.
Yeah.
There is the theme and then there's the dress code.
Yeah, so the theme essentially is the big exhibition that everybody goes to at the Met in, Central Park, right? But the actual dress code is something different, but it still has a nod to it, okay?
Yeah.
So sometimes the themes and the dress codes are very obscure, but the dress code this season was very kind of easy to interpret. So it was Garden of Time. So it was either kind of florals for spring, or you could go very much like archival. So when you think of like time, we're thinking about dresses from the past. So you could go one way or the other if you were going to like dress for the gala.
Okay, so I'm assuming as well that Anna Wintour is the person who sets the theme. The theme is obviously set by the Met, but the dress code, does this have a lot to do with her? Because she's a very interesting character.
She is. I mean, essentially Anna Wintour is a kingmaker or a queenmaker when it comes to fashion.
Yeah.
So she is currently the editor-in-chief for Vogue USA, but also, she's more importantly, she looks after the content of Condé Nast globally. So she really is kind of like a tastemaker globally. And she is a kingmaker when it comes to like picking some obscure fashion designers and making them global brands. So she's huge.
Everybody knows as well that she just wears sunglasses.
She does. So the rumor goes that she wears sunglasses because when she's at a fashion show, she doesn't want to give away her look. So like she could be like darting a look at a dress. So then all of a sudden that will get like headlines. So that is the myth that's grown up.
So Devil Wears Prada.
Based on Miranda Priestly is
Anna Wintour.
Yeah, exactly. So you should watch that. But yeah.
I love a bit of any excuse. Okay, let's get into what we all want to know about, and that is the outfits, right? And we're talking about the theme. Who stole this show for you last night?
For me, I suppose who stole the show was Zendaya. So she was one of the co-chairs. Yeah. So the co-chair.
Yeah, what's the co-chair?
The co-chair is essentially, again, the committee of a gala. Okay. So if you were to do a fundraiser, you'd have a committee. So they kind of chose the looks, the lighting, all the, that kind of stuff. So she was one of the co-chairs. And she actually stole the show by arriving first in this dress. That was Maison Margiela by Galliano. So she kind of crept up, kind of nymph-like, kind of covered in, I want to say, bugs and hummingbirds. And then she ended, like when the red carpet finished, she walked in this huge dress, this kind of, I want to say, organza dress with a 7-foot train. And she had a big bouquet of roses on her head. So she wore two looks. So that's why she stole the show.
Oh my gosh, she just like...
Yes.
I always think of the logistics of this and how long it took to like get out of the first look, get into the second look, sneak her back down to the end of the red carpet and start it all over again.
There's a huge team. And if we want to talk logistics, we can talk about Cardi B and her dress.
Stunning.
So she would have won, I'd say, if there's a prize for like most many people who helped her up the red carpet, she had like, I don't know, about 10 people, because her dress was this huge dress, easily about 5 meters in diameter.
Oh my God. You should just
look it up. It's insane. So she kind of, she shut down the red carpet in her dress. So it was all about big.
J-Lo was also a co-chair of the Met Gala last night.
She was. And her look was this amazing kind of bugle beaded dress. I think they said it took about 800 hours to be this dress. And she looked like a bit of a fairy queen that just come out of the woods. So a very simple, stunning kind of look.
She was very much owning it as well.
She was. No, she looked amazing.
Yeah, she looked amazing. She was like, this is my event. Let's go. Tyler as well. Speaking of people being helped off the steps.
Yes, the talented Tyler. Anybody, you should look this up, because she had to be lifted up.
But what I loved about this so much is, and I was chatting to The Breakfast Show about this morning, is that as they were lifting her, there was microphones going into her face and she was casually just answering questions as a man.
Nonchalant.
Hey. Turning and she's like, yeah, so this is what I'm wearing. And next day, God, can I say, I'm obsessed with
it. I know. I mean, it was Balmain and it was made of sand. So it was like hardened sand.
Sorry, it was made of sand.
So that's why she couldn't move. Essentially, it was almost like she was shuffled, and then there's all the steps up to the Met. So she was lifted up. It was actually quite comical, but funny. And made out of sand sculpted around her body.
And I saw just a random bodyguard who pulled out a bottle of water, and I instantly was like, oh my God, is he going to pour it on sand? Is she going to melt? What's going to happen?
Oh my God, like the witch. Like, yeah, that would have just melted her whole dress.
He's just taking a drink because he was thirsty.
Tides
up
in.
The steps.
Yeah, it would have like.
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, she's another big player.
She understood the assignment.
She got the brief, and she wore this stunning dress, and it was from Thom Browne. Again, a lot of looks from Thom Browne this season. And it was like big swathes of fabric. But actually, it wasn't fabric. It was sculpted, and it was about 2,000 hours of beads.
Oh my
so it was,
God.
Again, she had ushers helping her. About 5 ushers help her up the red carpet. I say it was like so heavy.
The work that people go into.
Absolutely.
Like, as in, I know, like, okay, you've got the celebrities who actually walk the carpet in these designs, but the people behind this that
100%.
Actually put these together is wild.
100%. And actually, when you're watching it live and they're interviewed, they do thank like the teams and all the labour and all the hours that go into creating these looks.
Sienna Miller and Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, I just had to give a subtle nod to them because they wore something that was very accessible, but Chloe's having a moment right now. Yeah. So it's kind of echoes of like that kind of early noughties bohemia. And Sienna Miller is that girl.
She's
back on
that
trend
girl.
Now. So it's really all boho and obviously Greta Gerwig. So it's just these very simple dresses. But Chloe, all about Chloe.
All about Chloe. Ariana Grande, this shocked me. Massively. This was her first Met?
It was, yeah. So when she was being interviewed, I was like, dude, I didn't know that was your first Met, because she is this stunning star we've known for ages.
Yeah.
So I would say a lot of what goes on in the Met as well is to do with, you know, press as well. So she has the Wicked movie coming up. So it's probably no surprise that that's why she was walking the Met Gala.
And she performed last night.
She did. She did. As did Sam Smith.
Oh my God, unbelievable stuff altogether. But her, she had these little butterflies on the side of her
face. Looked like, again, like a little tree nymph, like a little fairy, that kind of. And actually, her bodice, she tapped her bodice, was made out of mother of pearl. I wouldn't say the most comfortable thing to wear, but.
Absolutely not.
Stunning.
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 Okay, talking about things that are not comfortable to wear, and the person that I've been dying to chat to you about, Kim Kardashian, the woman who just breaks the internet left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that corset.
Yeah, so that was like metal lace. And again, when you saw her move, she tried to step up on a step and she had to be kind of ushered up. But it was metal lace and it was Maison Margiela, again by Galliano. So a lot of looks by Galliano this season. And she was giving very nonchalant, kind of like when she talked about it, she said, I've just kind of run out of my house into the Garden of Time. And then wrapped around this cardigan.
No, the cardigan. I can't.
It was boiled wool, but it looked like it'd been in the washing machine several times.
Because I've had that cardigan in the early 90s.
100%.
And it has been boiled because it's been in the wash so many times.
Yeah. I kind of got it before she described it to me. I was like, I get it. And she had like the kind of bed hair, like was all. So actually, it was very kind of low key, but the dress was stunning.
Yeah, the dress was mad, but I'm just, as I said earlier on, I'm dying for the next season of The Kardashians for the explainer and the pain that she obviously was in to get into that corset, because it just defies all logic.
It looked like the Tin Man. I was like, has she got internal organs? And I was like, that is really tight on her body.
This is a question. And also, if I hadn't seen it live on a red carpet moving.
Yeah.
And if it was just a Kardashian doing it, I'd be like, it's photoshopped.
No way
that this is happening.
It was like a chain mail. No, it was excellent.
Yeah, it's mad stuff altogether. Now, another controversially enough look and was dubbed Wet Gala is by Doja Cat.
Oh, Doja Cat. I mean, somebody should write a paper on her, because what goes on her head is insane. But actually, it always lands. She doesn't look stupid. She looks clever. So she essentially wore Balenciaga, and it was a long floor length wet t-shirt.
Yeah.
So
it's a very classy wet t-shirt
exactly.
competition.
And when you saw her, like, there's images of her getting ready and she's got a towel around her. Yesterday on the build-up, she was wearing a see-through kind of like plastic bag. So, I think it worked.
And she had these chrome tears as well.
She'd been crying in the shower. Something happened.
Or caught in the rain.
Caught in the rain. Yeah, there's a whole narrative there, and I'm sure there's probably a story behind it.
And let's finish it off with Rita Ora.
Yes, the fabulous Rita Ora. So she took the theme more about time as opposed to kind of like the garden. So actually her dress was like beaded, and all the beads were collected over centuries. That was it. There were like beads from different centuries. And she kind of lent into that kind of like nude illusion. Yeah. And obviously it was from Marnie, and her husband Tyga, he was in Marnie too. So the fabulous Rita. And actually I'm going to be with Rita next week.
Why?
Well, we're working.
Oh, obviously, there's a collaboration.
There is a collaboration. So we have that collaboration. So we're working on our next season. And also we have summer coming out, the summer collection coming
out
in a month's time. So our festival collection. So
Well, excited about that. But also, please ask her, was she absolutely pulling the wool over everybody's eyes saying that the beads are older than anybody on the planet?
Oh, no, I've done my research. I've looked it up. Yeah, that part I was like, okay, I ain't going to reference that part. But no, that was funny. I was like, okay, stop talking now.
Because,
but it was a stunning dress. And I liked the way that she took the time element as opposed to the florals for spring.
Okay, we've talked about our top 10 favourite looks, but let's talk about the most important part. And that is the Irish people who are represented on the red carpet of the Met Gala.
Well, I mean, it was quite a big evening for the Irish, and I suppose to start off with Anna Wintour herself. So she was in custom Loewe, and for everybody who doesn't know Loewe, this is a luxury brand, a Spanish luxury brand, but the creative director is Jonathan Anderson, and he hails from Maharafelt in Northern Ireland. So he's the creative director for that, and she wore this gorgeous frock coat that was embroidered with tulips, so it was stunning. Then we also had Sarah Jessica Parker. She's a big, obviously, regular.
She loves the Irish.
I mean, I think it's her second home up in Donegal. But she wore Richard Quinn, but she wore this stunning Philip Tracy hat. So she's a big fan of Philip Tracy.
Breath of Galway there as well.
As we are all. And then we obviously had Barry Keoghan in a coffee-coloured velvet suit from Burberry, which caused a lot of, I mean, if you want to look what's going on online, I'm saying he was challenging. He was Mr. Darcy.
Okay, yeah.
So he was wearing this velvet suit with a cravat and a top hat. Yeah. So there's a lot of like stuff going on the internet what that really looked like. But I thought it looked good. And then we had Dublin-born Sean McGeer. He's the creative director for Alexander McQueen. So he just became the creative director last year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so these are big, huge fashion houses. And he was on the red carpet himself with Lana Del Rey. Wearing some McQueen. So yeah, that
Lana
was...
Lana Del Rey as well, always, like, especially after her entrance at Coachella and then her entrance on the red carpet as
It
was just...
stunning. And that was a reinterpretation of, like, a McQueen archival from the 90s. I remember that dress. It's stunning.
Just going into it.
Yeah.
Look, what everybody actually wants to know, is there any, like, gossip, any controversy that we know about yet?
I don't think there's any gossip or controversy, but I think, like, some of the absence we might talk about. So, like, Taylor Swift wasn't there, Beyoncé wasn't there, Gaga wasn't there, and then also Rihanna wasn't there, but she was rumored to perform. And the rumor mill is, and I'm not one to spread about gossip, but here we are. It's like she had a flu or a bug.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's pretty big to not turn up at the gala after everybody's anticipating. But it's sometimes, it was interesting that like Beyonce and Taylor Swift and Gaga.
Beyonce and Taylor Swift, I'm very, very shocked about.
Yeah, but considering it's been their year.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Exactly. Like, okay. Lady Gaga, absolutely unbelievable performer, but I could see how, like, okay, if she wasn't invited this year, all right.
Yeah.
But the other two, just because they're making bank for
a start. Taylor Swift, she like broke her tour, got on a plane over to like the Super Bowl, and then went back to Tokyo to finish her tour. So, you know, she's used to like doing last minute kind of detours. So, but no, I mean, they were missed, but actually there was so much more fabulousness on the red carpet that we didn't miss it.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. John McCormack, a fashion trend lead from Penneys, thank you so much for coming in to chat things, all things Met Gala with me today.
Well, thank you very much.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.